Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and with another 473,000 Americans losing their jobs last month, all through today's show, we are taking calls from anyone who has lost your job recently to remind everyone else that you are a human being and not just a statistic, like Lisa in Brooklyn. Lisa, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I am calling from, I'm actually still working at the moment, but I will be losing a steady job as of August. I print for an artist in Brooklyn, and I'm really worried about what the future is going to bring.
What do you need?
Well, I need enough to pay my student loans, and I need enough to afford rent, and I don't know how I'm going to find work.
Lisa, good luck out there. At least you have notice until August 1st, so you have a decent amount of time to start looking.
Yes.
And listeners, on our webpage, post your words of encouragement or advice for Lisa or any of our other recently unemployed callers calling in. Janet in Forest Hills has some, I think. Janet, hi.
How are you?
Good.
I'm one of those who have been perpetually unemployed for over 30 years. So I want to call with a lot of encouragement, which is I heard so many wonderful talents mentioned by the people who have called up. And I think the first thing to do that helped me tremendously was give up my attachment to a certain job title, because that kind of paralyzes you when you think, oh, I can't take less than this. But if you make a list of all of your talents and abilities and you start to think of yourself as working for yourself and not, it takes a big strain off of you because you are not waiting or begging anymore for. And there are so many social networking sites which are very, very useful and helpful. Can I mention one that's free?
One, real quick.
Yeah, selfgrowth.com.
All right.
And it's a wonderful venue to begin to network with other people and to strengthen your feelings about yourself and what you can do.
Janet, thank you very much. And everyone else, keep posting your jobs lost stories or words of encouragement stories and social network on our site as well, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And as we've been hearing from so many newly unemployed listeners today, we're going to try to put this in context a little bit right now. What are the June unemployment numbers really indicating with respect to a possible recovery? Unemployment was predicted to keep going up. Are the media overreacting to what came out on Thursday? So we will ask the Wall Street Journal economics editor, David Wessel, who you may remember was in one of our Aspen Ideas Festival shows last week, and in some other interesting discussions there that I saw. And hi, David. Thanks for coming back on for a few minutes today.
It's a pleasure.
So here's what I'm confused about. I saw you with the president's economic advisor, Austin Goolsbee, on one of those panels say that we're no longer at risk of another Great Depression, and we would now start seeing recovery in certain sectors, with unemployment being the most stubborn, lagging problem. I saw Google chairman Eric Schmidt say basically the same thing at the Ideas Festival, and there seemed to be a consensus among various economic experts there that we were about hitting bottom, the really scary scenarios were receding, and that unemployment would be, in fact, a big problem for the next couple of years. But then these numbers come out for June, a 9.5% unemployment rate, and that doesn't even count the underemployed or those who gave up. 470,000 more jobs lost. Lots of dire media headlines about recovery now being put in doubt and that the green shoots that were coming up are now dying on the vine. So I'm confused. Is this what you and others at the Ideas Festival were predicting? Because you said unemployment would keep going up for a while, or is this something new and different?
Well, I'm not going to speak for Austin Goolsbee of the president's economic team or anybody like that. I can tell you what I think, which is what I hope you wanted anyway.
Yes,
I wouldn't have summarized my comments quite the way you did.
Uh-huh.
I don't think we're at as risk of another Great Depression, which would mean, you know, losing even more jobs and seeing unemployment rise even faster than it is. But that's not an optimistic scenario. That's just I'm gloomy, just not as gloomy as I would be if I thought that was happening. What do we learn in these numbers? Well, it was disappointing. The markets had expected slightly fewer jobs to be lost, and so that was the big change, and that's what provoked all the headlines. But I think what we're seeing is what I was trying to talk about in Aspen, which is that even though we've passed the point of peril of depression, we're still in a very weak economy where we're, at best, you know, the economy is going to stop shrinking later this summer, earlier in the fall. And that this is consistent with that, even though it was a little worse than what economists had forecast.
David Wessel, by the way, some of you may know, regular commentator on Morning Edition, also the author of a forthcoming book called In Fed We Trust. Hope you'll come back and do a book interview when it's actually out. And here is Vice President Biden on ABC This Week yesterday making a surprising admission that this 9.5% unemployment rate means the Obama administration miscalculated the depth of the recession.
The truth is there was a misreading of just how bad an economy we inherited. Now, I'm not laying this on, but it's now our responsibility. So the second question becomes, did the economic package we put in place, including the Recovery Act, is it the right package given the circumstances we're in? And we believe it is the right package given the circumstances we're in. We misread how bad the economy was, but we are now only about 120 days into the recovery package. The truth of the matter was no one anticipated, no one expected that recovery package would in fact be in a position at this point of having distributed the bulk
of money.
No,
but a lot of people were saying that you needed to do something bigger and bolder then, including the economist Paul Krugman. And he's saying the same thing again. Don't wait. You need a second stimulus. You need it now.
Look, what we have to do now is we have to properly, adequately, transparently, and effectively spend out the $787 billion.
That's your job. You're in charge of it.
That is my job. And I think we're doing it well.
Vice President Joe Biden with George Stephanopoulos on ABC This Week. So, David Wessel, Wall Street Journal economics editor, your reaction to that?
Well, I think you can just see the exquisite dilemma that the Obama administration is in. I am certain that some of the president's economists think that the worsening economy means that they should try to do a second fiscal stimulus. And the president's political advisors are saying, you got to be kidding. We'll never be able to get that through Congress, given the anxiety about the deficit and the criticism of the stimulus we did already. And so the economy is weaker than they forecast, despite the stimulus. And the questions now are, does that mean the stimulus isn't working? Does it mean it wasn't big enough? Or does it mean we just got to be patient? And patience is not something that unemployed people really want to hear about.
Yeah, and there is Paul Krugman on one side. On the other side, and we had Governor Tim Pawlenty of Minnesota on one of our panels at the Ideas Festival, saying this shows that government stimulus doesn't work and wastes our money.
Right.
Can we find economic truth on one side or another of these arguments?
Well, I think we know a couple things. First of all, Paul Krugman is a Nobel Prize-winning economist, but he's never had to get a bill through Congress. And the president's advisors say politics is the art of the possible, and they made a lot of compromises to get the stimulus through. They let the House Democrats in particular have a lot of say about it, and that may in the end prove to be a mistake because it may have made the stimulus less stimulative and may have given it a bad owner. Governor Pawlenty, who, as you point out, was at Aspen, is a self-described center-right politician, and he says that if this works, he's a little afraid that people think government can cure everything. So he's naturally skeptical of government. But I think even he, and I heard Paul Ryan, another conservative Republican from Wisconsin at Aspen, say that the issue isn't should we have had stimulus. The issue is, was it designed in such a way to maximize its impact on the economy? And they're dubious because they think it should be designed probably with more tax cuts and less spending, because spending takes so long to get out there.
Can you listen to one of our newly unemployed listeners with us?
Sure.
Alex in Basking Ridge. We have 30 seconds for you. Hi, Alex.
Hey there.
What happened?
I was a preschool teacher and got laid off. And
preschool teachers are getting laid off?
Preschool teachers are getting laid off because I am 18, just graduated from high school, and they saw that after this summer they weren't going to have any use for me, so they said, let's just cut the cord now.
Going to college?
So, yeah, I'm going to college in the fall, but actually I end up in this odd paradox, this catch-22, where all of the places I'm applying look at that as a downside, that, you know, they'll either only have me for a summer or they're going to get someone that's not looking to go to college.
Huh, interesting. Alex,
so they,
good luck out there.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. So 30 seconds to wrap it up. David Wessel, how concerned are you, again, by these unemployment numbers? Are they of another magnitude than you expected, and do they indicate a different shape of a recovery to come?
They're very disappointing. They don't change the basic picture that we are in a very, very weak economy, and that even though the technicians may tell us that the recession ends in August and September, we're not going to see anything like the recovery that people anticipate. Having this many people out of work for so long is not good for them, not good for the economy, and it's really going to hurt us in the long run, which is why there's going to be pressure on the government to try and do more to relieve the problem.
David Wessel, economics editor of the Wall Street Journal, regular commentator for Morning Edition, author of the forthcoming book, In Fed We Trust. Thanks a lot for coming back on, David.
My pleasure.
Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, Kate Hines, and Paige Cowett produced this program with Maureen Sullivan and intern help from Jared Merisman. Our senior producer is Megan Ryan, and that's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. I'm Brian Lehrer.